What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
This is CBS High in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Germany. We're told officially now in a recession, two quarters, very shallow decline in the GDP. What does this mean for Germany, for recovery, for the European Union, and for the planet? Germany is a major exporter, has recovered itself from the Second War as the exporter in chief of the European Union. I welcome Ekaterina Zolotova, writing for Geopolitical Futures. She's in Moscow to observe the German economy. Ekaterina, a very good day to you. It was a surprise to me that Germany slipped into a recession. It's a very shallow one, as I said. But in any event, the puzzle here is why, and were you surprised by it, and what are the Germans doing to repair their economy? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's great to be here. And yes, indeed, German economy is contracting. The number is not really great. It's 0.3% this quarter. But in fact, for Germany, as one of the developed economy and very stable one, this could be quite important decline. The German economy faced a lot of problems during the last years. I say years because it all started with COVID. At first, we all remember the crisis of semiconductors. And Germany is known as the country that is exporting country. About 40% of its GDP is formed by export. And one of the major goods for export, it's vehicles, it's machinery. All we know, the major companies like Volkswagen, BMW, Mercedes, and so on. So it was really a big problem for this industry and for Germany too. Then the second problem appeared last year. It was the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Because of this conflict, Germany lost the major source of energy from Russia. Previously, Russia was supplying a lot of gas and oil to Germany, and Germany was kind of dependent on these sources because Russian position at this market was really high. I mean, the energy. So because of the conflict, Germany has lost this source and was trying to diversify. But unfortunately, it's not going very smoothly, simply because there is not enough infrastructure. For example, there is not enough the gas pipelines, oil pipelines. The export from Russia is still limited, but it is going, for example, through the third countries, through Saudi Arabia, through Emirates, through the rest of the world, through India as well. And all of this is affecting the prices inside Germany. It affects the inflation that has increased quite significantly during the last period. And of course, it's affecting the purchasing power of the customers. The current decline of GDP was mostly because of the customers. A lot of Germans prefer to save money and not to buy so much equipment, for example, some products, clothes, and so on. It's really affected Germany. But anyhow, I believe that Germany is still able to withstand this crisis. Germany is huge country with very developed industry, with very developed innovative sector. And the companies like BMW, Volkswagen, Mercedes, they opposite to German economy, they showed increase in their production and increased in their profits because they started to finish all of the orders that were made during the pandemic. So we see the situation that German economy is contracting, but the major industry, the major source of money and export, is doing quite well. So this is why I believe that maybe this period will be not very pleasant for German economy. But anyhow, there is a very big potential in the long term. Though in the short term, we will see the problems in German economy for sure. And these problems will be the same. The energy problems, market difficulties, the inflation, and of course, the policy of the central bank and European Union as well.
What makes up for the foreign trade when it lags off in the U.S. is the consumer. It's a great big part of our GDP, 70% of our economy. Is that true in Germany as well? Is the consumer dominant?
Yes, of course. In all developed countries and even developing countries, the consumer sector is one of the major ones, of course. So this is absolutely truth. Plus import, plus export, all of this makes really great GDP.
But you're indicating that the Germans have held off on purchases, put the credit cards away. Is there indication that they're more cautious now than they were before the war?
Yes, indeed. The cautiousness between the customers. The latest numbers showed us the decline in purchases, I think, by 1%, 1.2%. Yes, the German households cut their spendings by 1.2%, indeed. Plus, there is a pessimistic mood among the business in Germany as well. All of this is connected together, so this is one of the major problems right now. Indeed, the spending is declining. One of the major factors is inflation, which that is still continuous.
Right. The inflation is European central bank's business, and they're continuing to indicate they will raise rates. Now, your column at Geopolitical Futures indicates when Germany sneezes, European Union catches a cold. Is that evident yet? Has it affected the trade numbers in France, for example, in Italy? I spoke with Italy a couple of weeks ago, and they were concerned when this news came out because they depend upon Germany for their economy's recovery. Is it already showing in the numbers in Italy and in the Baltics?
Well, yes, it's true that the European countries are dependent on Germany because Germany is one of the major source for export and import for many countries in Europe. So if we will imagine that German export or import will decline, it will affect the European countries as well. After the German government published the numbers about the decline, the Eurostat also published the information about the economic the GDP in European Union and about the economic growth as well, and several countries showed the decline too. It was Hungary, it was Estonia, the Baltic states, as you said, Netherlands, Ireland showed the maximum decline. It was like about 4.5%. So indeed, it started to spread. The forecasts among the different organizations and among the business people who are having the business in Germany, and not only in Germany, but in European Union. They also mentioned that this will continue to spread, and maybe we will see the results in next quarter. It all depends how the German economy will behave.
Are German goods still moving into Russia through third parties? Are you seeing a change in their exporting?
They are moving because we have a lot of German cars, and Russian market likes German cars, and to have a German cars like Volkswagen or BMW, it's also kind of prestige. It's the status. So These models are very popular. And to tell the truth, you can see even the latest models of BMW and Volkswagen and Russian roads too. It's possible to bring the pieces and tools for the cars, equipment. But of course, the price has increased. It has increased significantly, even for different spare parts and tools. But it's still available in the market.
Ekaterina Zolotova, she's in Moscow reporting on the German economy. As she says, when Germany sneezes, everybody else catches a cold, and winter comes again without a solution right now for the European Union and its energy needs. Geopolitical Futures is a subscription site I highly recommend. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Kristen Davis from Are You a Charlotte? For timeless style that still feels fresh and modern, Tuckernuck has become a favorite shopping destination. From elevated classics like denim, striped tees, and crisp button-downs, to chic looks for weddings, vacations, and everyday life, Tuckernuck makes getting dressed effortless. Plus, they curate an incredible mix of brands, with new arrivals dropping daily. Visit tnuck.com and use promo code IHEART for 15% off a first purchase.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.